Locker Room Chats wrapping up here on a Wednesday night here on KNZA 103.9 FM as we now talk Hiawatha football with head coach Michael Downard. It is brought to you by Carl's Body Shop. Coach, thanks for joining us and excited to get a new year going. Let's talk real quick about last season. 4-5, just one win away from a winning season, but certainly seems like the program is kind of heading in a good direction heading into 2022.
Yeah, I feel good about where we're at. You know, we ended last year, made our first playoff game in a while. Didn't get a victory, of course, to Hayden. Hayden was really good, played a great game that night. But, you know, I feel good about where we ended the year. You know, I think the biggest thing, it gave a lot of guys experience, you know, more reps, more everything. When I do this, we look at the future of the program. And, you know, I looking back on where we left off last year, picking up this year, this summer, the kids came in, understand the offense, understand what we're asking of them on defense. You know, I think our staff, we had a little conversation, you know, in our coaches meeting. We feel like we are light years ahead of where we were at this point last year. So, you know, we ended the year, you know, with that loss to Hayden, but it felt good to get into the playoffs and get those guys some experience and some reps in a really, really tight ball game. You know, everything's really exciting, playoff game. So, well, kind of where we're at there.
Yeah, and it should certainly help heading into the start, getting those younger players that extra playing time last year. But 9 returning starters, 17 total letter winners returning. How have the veterans kind of looked throughout the preseason, helping some of these younger guys get gelled together?
Oh, they've done a great job. Our seniors, you know, I got a lot of them this year, so I've been really dependent on them as far as leadership, you know, showing the young guys the ropes, how to do the right thing. You know, and one of the things they've been doing a great job at is what we haven't had in a long time. They've been great teachers, you know, to the young kids, to our underclassmen, showing them how to run the offense, how to execute, how to do things right, not just in the classroom, but in the field as well, or on the field as well, and in the classroom. So I'm pretty excited for that.
How's the quarterback position looking? I know Brant Barnhill, Tyler Willick kind of been battling for that spot. Brant, of course, he led the team, had over 500 rushing yards, 7 touchdowns a year ago, also threw for 700 yards. And then Willick, a dual threat option kind of guy, and just kind of watching those two throughout the preseason, how's that position looking?
Yeah, it's right now, I think, you know, going into week one, it's definitely going to be Brant. You know, Tyler's going to end up playing a wing back for us. Both of those guys have done a tremendous job asking, you know, they've been pushing each other all summer. They knew what was going on. You know, I sat both of them down. We had a conversation, and they both have been pushing each other and making each other a lot better in both positions. So that's kind of where we're at. It looks like it will be Barnhill, you know, as of right now. So.
What about some other, maybe some younger players? Obviously, the guys that return with the experience who are going to play, has there been maybe an underclassman, a kid or two that have kind of stood up out of the pack and has earned some maybe extra playing time this year heading into week one?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think skill-wise, we return a lot of our, you know, a lot of our skill positions, quarterback, wing back, stuff like that, besides Tyler Willick, our seniors. So those guys have been around. But, you know, our line, we're going to have some underclassmen. Maverick Schaefer's done a nice job stepping up. You know, Cade Morton's been out wide at receiver in the secondary, in the mix. You know, those young guys have been battling. And, again, it's been really great for our seniors to kind of show them the ropes and push them a little bit as they get better.
A big 7 tilt for Hiawatha on Friday in the opener as they host Royal Valley. We'll talk about that matchup when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Continuing our conversation with Hiawatha football coach, that is Michael Downard. It is brought to you by Carl's Body Shop as Locker Room Chats wrap up here on a Wednesday night, getting you set for week number one on Friday. Well, Coach, you host Royal Valley coming up here in week number one. You know, a Panthers team coming off a 1-8 year. They got head coach David Boucher entering year number two. So they have a lot of returning pieces. They were very young last year. You guys were able to win the game against Royal Valley a year ago. 56-0 was that final. But how much different do you see this Panthers team being in 2022 compared to last year?
Well, I think they're going to be much improved. You know, even having film on them, watching film on them last year, we kind of played them late in the season. You know, you could see the progression from week one to towards the end of the season last year. So now, you know, David's going to have a, He's going to have another summer with those guys. They're going to be really confident in what they run. So we absolutely, you know, it's been our message this week is, you know, we got to be prepared. We got to know what's going on defensively. You know, their offense is a little similar to ours. They're going to put stress on individual people, and you got to execute and know what you're doing, and you got to do it every play. So, you know, we know they're going to come ready. They're going to be better, absolutely. Like I said, our message has been to our guys, we got to be ready to go. It's going to be a physical game. They're going to play. They're going to do what they do, and they're going to do it well.
Yeah, and Royal Valley, again, returning majority of their starters, 20 letter winners. You know, when you look at the talent that they do bring back, do you take much away from last year's game, considering the bulk of their roster is the same, just a year older? Can you take much from the game last year in preparation for this one?
Oh, yeah. I mean, absolutely. Those guys, like I said, we know exactly what they're going to try to do, and that's the goal of their, you know, that's the philosophy of their offense. They don't care if the defense knows what they're trying to do. They're going to be able to run it. So, with that kind of system, reps matter, you know. So when David has another summer with those guys, they're going to, like I said, they're going to be much improved. I understand that. I think our team understands it, and we'll be ready to go.
Well, let's talk about a few keys to the game. What's it going to take? Obviously, a new year, and when you look at those keys to the game, what's it going to be for your team to start the year 1-0, get a win against Royal Valley this week?
Yep. I think, big emphasis will be on defense. We got to be able to slow them down and be able to stop them when we need to. You know, I think I'm an old lineman myself, so I'm always going to say every game kind of depends on the line of scrimmage, but I really especially think it's going to depend on the line of scrimmage this year or Friday night. So I think our line, we've been trying to prep those guys, offense and defense. You know, it's going to be who kind of wins the battle of the line of scrimmage, I think, will have a good chance to be successful on Friday.
Hiawatha hosting Royal Valley in the season opener on Friday. Of course, the ball game you can catch stream live on the brand-new Hiawatha Redhawks channel, which is courtesy of MSC Sports at MSCSports.com. Michael Downer joining us all season long, brought to you by Carl's Body Shop. Well, Coach, we thank you very much for joining us here in Week 1. Good luck against Royal Valley on Friday, and we will do it again next week.
All right, I look forward to it. Thank you.